Got a fun edition of Rockin' Retirement today. We're answering some listener questions as we open up the mailbag. Here's what's on the agenda. We've got one question from a listener who had a new grandbaby, and it's going to be in the hospital for the first 2 months of its life. So a big financial burden. Daughter's going to have to take time off of work. And so they're wondering if there are some financial options to try and help the family out during this time. Even though they're retired, what can they do to help? We'll explore some of those ideas. We're also going to talk about a question from Rose here, who needs to make a big financial decision and is just talking herself in circles. And so we're going to try and help straighten out that path for Rose. And lastly, we'll get to Charles, who's almost 80 years old, been retired for about 10 years, finally has some peace of mind about his retirement planning situation, even though it's relatively late in the retirement years for him, but has some questions about now how can he turn around and pass that money to the next generation. Dive into all these questions coming up next. Janine, I always like these episodes where we get to answer listener questions and kind of really cover a lot of ground, some different financial planning topics on the agenda today in these questions, and looking forward to getting your perspective on these.
Yeah, I love these because they're real life questions.
They're like what you get every day in the office,
yep.
Right? So we on our previous episode, we broke down kind of this high level, thoughtful, provoking article. But these are the questions that people are actually coming in to meet with you and saying, hey, this is going on in my life and I need to figure it out. The cool thing about these questions that I find, and then we'll jump into them here, is that they often are the launching point to a full-blown financial plan. Like, this is where it usually starts. It's a different place for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Hey, this happened in my life, and then the next step is usually, well, like, we got to put this into context of your whole financial picture. So let's now walk down that planning process. And usually by just speaking up and asking these questions, it puts people in a lot better situation.
Yeah, definitely. And people just relate to stories, and because everybody has one.
That's right.
Everybody
got a story.
Has one.
We've got three stories to cover on today's show, so let's dive in. The first one's from Dorothy, and Dorothy is celebrating a little bit here. Dorothy says, we just had a new grandbaby who's probably going to be in the hospital for the first 2 months of his life. My daughter would like to take time off of work so she can be there with him, but their financial situation doesn't make that feasible. We'd like to pitch in financially to give them some options, but we're not sure what tax implications would be if we just gave them money. Not to mention how much we can afford to actually give them ourselves without jeopardizing our own retirement. What do you suggest as we walk through this situation?
This is a tough one because there's a very emotional connection. It's something you really want to do to help because now you have another life that you have to consider, that you love your new grandbaby. So you can donate, or you can give $18,000 per person. You can give that away and there's no tax implication. That is the new level of gift that you can give to anybody, a child, anybody, without a tax implication. So you and your husband both could give $18,000 to your daughter and to her husband.
So you could give in total then, what's that? $72,000.
You could.
Tax-free to them as a couple.
So no tax consequence to you or to them. Now,
what about the grandbaby?
You actually could do that.
Or does that get a little sticky?
Yeah, you could do that. Because nowadays when children are born, they get a social security number you apply right away so that, it can be tracked. Now, how you would do that, obviously they can't have an account themselves. It would have to be a custodial account. But typically you could help out your daughter without a tax implication. The question is, how does that impact your retirement savings?
Yeah. So part two.
Yeah. Part two, which is really critical. How old are you? What's your timeline? How much have you saved? And then, what's your cost of living? So these are holistic questions for holistic plans that you need to get with somebody and answer, because then it's going to put things in context that say, okay, I can afford to do this without majorly affecting my retirement. And that's really critical. A lot of people just respond immediately, I give the money. Okay, we want you to give the money if that's what you want to do. How can you do that? You have to look at the big plan or the overall plan and figure out what your numbers are. And then if it's a little tight for you, we can figure that out. But in general, you probably can help. It's just how much. And then, because if your daughter has to work, that makes me think she's either, low salary or wage based. and doesn't have a lot of options. So how do you help somebody like that? And then for how long?
Yeah.
Because this is a complicated situation. I don't know anything about your daughter's situation other than what you've said. So we need to get together and go, okay, here's what the situation is.
Yeah.
And then we're projecting forward.
It wasn't mentioned in the question, but are we talking about this potentially spilling over into helping with medical expenses as well? And, you know, if right. this is a $10,000 assistance, then perhaps if you built into your financial plan a $10,000 a year trip, well, it might be pretty easy to say we're trading the trip this year to help with this financial situation. But
exactly.
if we're talking about that $70,000 plus value that this is going to take to provide this kind of assistance, well, did you plan for that kind of emergency? You know, was that to fund the purchase of your last vehicle in retirement? And now what? That is maybe dollars allocated this direction? So
right. And you know what? A lot of folks, and until they're in a situation like this, they really haven't taken a hard look at what their health insurance is. So looking at what her health insurance will cover, and then how much, you know, the co-insurance is or the co-payment, and then yep. having babies these days is not an inexpensive endeavor, yeah. depending on the insurance coverage.
Right, right.
So, you know, and if you're going to have a baby in NICU for quite some time, that's going to add to that co-insurance payout.
Yeah.
We can't go there in this talk, but what happens with daycare? Because if she's working, there's going to be daycare. So yeah, there are a lot of questions here that we need to flesh out before we can say, okay, this is the answer for you. And this is not something that would be dictated to you. It's it's a co-creation of, okay, this is a plan forward that's going to make sense for what you can do.
Great question, Dorothy. Thanks for sending that one in. Best of luck to you and the grandbaby here and your daughter navigating that situation. And if you want to talk yeah. to Janine a little bit more about this situation, hey, perhaps you're watching today's show and you've got something similar going on in your life, you can schedule a free consultation with Janine online at theuswealthadvisors.com or call 443-718-6311. All right, let's get to another question here, Janine. This one's from Rose. Rose says, it seems like every time I need to make a financial decision, I just end up talking myself in circles. Welcome to the club, Rose. for example, I have some tech stocks that I think I should sell, but I'll have to pay taxes if I do. Or another example, the investments in my 401k are probably too risky for my age, but I don't want to miss out on a good market by being too conservative. How do I stop talking in a circle and never making a decision?
And I say this a lot, and I know, Walter, you've heard it a lot, is context is important.
Yes.
You know, tech stocks, okay, where are they placed? I'm assuming if you're worried about paying taxes on them, they're in an individual account or a joint account.
Sounds like it.
Why do you have them? Because you're trying to chase a return is what I'm going to assume.
Right.
Because that's what most people do. So then the question is, well, what? Because you didn't say here is, how old are you? When are you retiring? What does this look like? If you think you're too risky, what does that actually mean? Mm-hmm. And what is a risk that is a risk level that is okay for you? Do you understand what that is? And most people don't have a context for that at all. Mm. Because they, you know, chasing stocks is very risky. That's like the casino.
Yeah.
and there are a lot of people who hang out at the casinos, and I would be willing to bet that not many of them win.
Yeah.
So, you know, you really have to look at things in context of, okay, this is what I have. Why do I have it? Or this is how I'm allocated. Is this too risky? What's the takeaway here? You need to have somebody help you with an assessment or an evaluation of mm-hmm. what you're doing, and then explain how the market actually works.
Yep.
You know, and then, you know, are you taking risks for which you're not compensated? Never a good idea. And then have somebody evaluate the portfolios and walk you through what it is you're really trying to accomplish. I mean, I get that you want more return, but everybody does.
Yeah.
It's just, how much are you willing to sacrifice for it?
Right. And also, like, just if you're paying taxes on those investments, it means they made money. So it's not it's not like right. you're losing money necessarily on selling those assets. So it's, you know, it's kind of understanding all those moving parts. I think you hit the nail on the head, though, Janine, here. To me, this question just speaks, and just being honest here, Rose, of just a lack of a broader plan, a bigger picture, right. An understanding of how your financial life, like, you need direction in your your financial life, that's going to keep you from talking yourself in circles, because all of these dollars, all these investments, the different portfolios will now have a mission. Hey, that's kind of part of our show tagline, right? Busier than ever and on a mission. You give each of those dollars a mission and you're going to be well on your way to understanding everything that's happening in your portfolio a lot more clearly. And that'll help you from stop talking in circles, I think.
Yeah. And that really is the main point, is you have to have an understanding of what your plan actually is, and then before you can even change it. So the talking yourself in circles is because you don't have a basis for the decisions you're trying to make. So really, really important that you have somebody who's objective, who can help you with a holistic look at it.
Yeah. If you want to go through that planning process, Rose, and get that clarity and quit talking in circles and straighten that line out a little bit, check the description of today's show and you'll find some contact info for how to book a time with Janine and go over your financial situation. All right, Janine, last mailbag question here. This is from Charles. Charles says, I'm 79, been retired about 10 years. I think I finally have peace of mind about our financial situation. Well, that's a good thing. And I don't worry about running out of money as much anymore. But now I'm thinking that we're going to have $1 million or more that we never spend. Okay, so Charles has been in good shape for a while, it sounds like. And we don't have any kids at all. Should I just start spending a ton to make up for the last 10 years of pinching pennies? I have regrets about not traveling as much in the past decade.
Wow. So, Charles, what is really important to you? What's your passion? I mean, you're 79. So, if you still want to travel, I'm assuming you're in pretty good shape, which would be important for traveling. I do have many couples that are childless. They have no children. And that is, so there are a few questions I ask. What do you want to have happen, you know, when you're 85, 90, assuming you're going to make it to 90, 90 plus, if you're still married, the likelihood is one of you is going to be making it to 92, if not both. What's the purpose for the money? Because now where is the money? Is it in all in qualified money? Or is it some of it in taxable accounts like joint accounts or individual accounts? And the reason I ask that is if you don't plan it properly, you're leaving the IRS a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. They're your kids.
They're your kids. So if you have $1 million extra, let's talk about what's important to you, because it's not just about taking a bunch of trips and spending all the money.
Yeah.
It might be. But, you know, putting it in context is, what do you want to have happen? You know, do you have a health advocate? Meaning, if something happens to you and your words start coming out sideways, what do you want to have happen?
Yeah.
A lot of people have trouble thinking through that issue, because that's a healthcare and long-term care issue.
But if you don't have kids, I mean, that's even more dramatically important to figure out, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so if you don't want the money that you have earned and saved to be wasted, let's talk about the purpose for the money. And what difference or impact do you want to have outside of your inner circle?
Yeah.
That's important to you. A lot of people really haven't thought through that, because it's a hard conversation.
Yeah.
For some people.
It's just like our response to Rose, though, right? Give a purpose to those dollars, and that'll provide you with a lot of that clarity.
It's so important to do that, because otherwise, to do nothing, you're just going to give this money to the government.
Yeah.
And they're not the best inheritors of your funds.
Yep.
So it would be great to, you know, just click on the link and then sign up for an appointment or get on the calendar, because I mean, this is a conversation some advisors are not comfortable having. I'm totally fine with having these conversations, because I have them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, what is important to you that's worth planning for?
Yeah. Definitely a clear line between all three of these questions today. Get a financial plan in place. Make sure that you have the big picture figured out, so that you can filter these more individual conversations and questions through the lens of that big picture. And that will help make all of these decisions much easier, increase your level of confidence, and just go a long way to helping you have a successful retirement future. So if you need that kind of clarity around your financial plan, one more time, the way to get in touch with Janine Theus is you can call 443-718-6311 or go online to theuswealthadvisors.com. Schedule time to meet there from the website also. Janine, thanks for all the help and for answering these listener questions today. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks so much, Walter. This was great.
Come back and join us again right back here on Rockin' Retirement, busier than ever on a mission. Talk to you soon.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.